Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Diversion Audio.
Previously on the Royals of Malibu.
What if I give up everything? The drugs, alcohol, everything. Straight and narrow.
So, how was the date overall? 10 out of 10? 20 out of 10?
100,000 out of 10.
I shouldn't be getting mad like this, but I can't help it. It's so hard to think about you with someone else. I'm doing the best I can, Ella. And if I'm not enough for you, you need to let me know.
Reed, wait. Well, I'm not going to do anything to jeopardize my future, but once the launch happens, I'm leaking the video.
A note. This episode contains language and subject matter that may not be appropriate for younger audiences. Please take care in listening.
You have great brows, girl.
Thanks.
And the eye patches I used brought the swelling down. You look good as new. Time to set. Close your eyes for me. Right. All done. What do we think? You want a more highlighter? I can overline your lips a little bit more.
No, this is perfect. Thank you so much.
Have fun today, babe.
When I sat in the makeup chair this morning, my eyes were swollen from crying myself to sleep last night. But thanks to some Malibu makeup artist magic and 14-karat gold eye patches, I don't look like someone whose life is in shambles thanks to Brooke Davidson.
You haven't heard from Easton, have you?
No. Sorry, Callum. Maybe Reed knows where he's at?
Don't worry about it. You look great. They pulled some outfit options for you in the other room.
That dress isn't doing you any favors.
Good morning to you too, Brooke.
What? Taupe doesn't favor you. I'm not being a bitch. It's just color theory.
I wouldn't want to ruin your photo shoot by wearing taupe.
This whole family photo shoot thing was Callum's publicist's idea, not mine. Anyways, wear the blue one. It'll bring out your eyes.
I think I'll wear the purple one.
You are insufferable. Fine, whatever. Don't come crying to me when you come out looking like a Victorian ghost in the photos.
5 minutes.
Brooke, I know you aren't going to listen to me, but it is seriously stupid to let that video out. Think about your baby, Brooke. Callum is their dad. I mean, imagine growing up thinking your dad did something that horrible.
Oh, Ella, I don't need to imagine that. Guess where my dad was when I was a kid? Federal prison. And I turned out just fine.
Jesus, Brooke. The more I learn about you, the worse I feel for you.
Just get the fuck out. I need to get dressed. Go.
A little to the left. And I'll have you stand here. Can we get someone to fix Brooke's hair? Let's poof this time, please.
Ugh, we are so firing this glam team. They are incompetent.
Ah, it's getting ridiculous. I'm going to call Easton. Again.
You too. Ella and Reed, do not move. I'm going to get some more test shots.
Reed stands close to me, so close I can feel his breath on my neck. He smells incredible. The perfect mix of sea air and citrus. And I feel myself wanting to move closer to him. Our fight last night was one of our worst, but I always have a hard time staying mad at him.
I got your text about Brooke's new plan. I'm glad you told me.
I tried to talk to her today, but she still wants to leak it.
Brooke has officially lost it. God, between her and Callum, that kid is going to be so messed up. Hey, I'm sorry about last night.
I'm sorry, too. We both said some messed up stuff.
I want you to know that I'm with you, okay? Anything you need with the Brooke situation, I want to help.
Thanks.
I was thinking, do you want to tell Callum? It's up to you, but he does sometimes have a way of fixing shit.
Yeah, that crossed my mind. I'll think about it, okay?
Like I said, it's your call. I'll do whatever you want me to do.
I don't know. You could have misunderstood, Easton. I had my assistant send you daily reminders all week.
Dad, chill. I stayed at Savannah's.
You have a curfew, Easton.
You were serious about that?
Okay, watch your tone. He's here. Can we get this going? And can someone get my son's goddamn eye drops?
Dude, your eyes are fucked.
I was up late.
Bullshit.
Fuck off.
Guys, can you please relax? I want to get this photo shoot from hell over with.
Ew! Easton, you look terrible.
Right back at you, Brooke. Snooki called me earlier. She was looking for a bump it.
Easton!
Okay, Royals. Big smiles. Big happy family.
As the photographer clicks away, I look over at Callum. For someone as handsome as he is, he looks like some naive army recruit. He's as stiff as a board, but has a huge, proud grin stretched across his face.
Callum, let's loosen up the shoulders a bit.
Of course. Sorry.
This isn't just about the brand launch for him. This is an opportunity for family photos. He's proud of the family he built. I want to warn him about the video and what's coming, but that news would shatter him. He has done so much for me. I need to figure out a way to stop Brooke. For Callum.
I can't eat this. This sashimi is too thick. I feel like I'm chewing on whale blubber.
In some cultures, whale blubber is a delicacy.
It's school cafeteria sashimi. What did you expect?
I think our sushi chef is going through a breakup.
Aw, twinsies.
No, Easton and I did not break up. We are on a break. It is temporary. I just need some space right now.
What changed since yesterday?
What are you talking about?
Well, he said he stayed at your house.
No, we haven't seen each other since Thursday.
Weird. It's not what he said.
I wasn't even home yesterday. I was teaching and then I had to pick up Valerie from her date.
Oh yeah, Val. How was your date last night?
Well, I got stranded in Silver Lake because my date might have dined and dashed on me and she was my ride, so...
Oof, brutal.
Yeah, the dating scene is a war zone. It's either people are emotionally unavailable or they're trying to recruit you for their fucking drop shipping pyramid scheme. Ugh. Ella, you're very lucky you have two boys who are obsessed with you.
Not really. It's a lot more emotional labor and a lot less sex than you'd think.
So basically we're in the same boat?
Yup. We're both just sad and horny.
Okay, people, get into your groups. You'll have 20 minutes to review your presentations, and we'll have the first group be Ella, Savannah, and Easton. Where's Easton?
I think he went to the nurse.
Can you ladies present without him?
Absolutely. Not a problem at all.
Easton is sick?
I don't know. I was covering for him.
Where is he?
He stopped sharing his location with me last week. We're on a break. He isn't my problem.
He was really excited about this project. I mean, he picked this whole The Ethics of Mark Twain thing. It feels weird that he'd miss it.
Ella, relax. This is how Easton is sometimes. Can we please just focus on the presentation?
Yeah, sure. But if you see him later, maybe check in on him?
I'm gonna let you do that. That's what siblings are for, right? God. Remind me to never let Easton choose our AP Lit presentation topic ever again. Like Mark Twain. How can someone be problematic and be so fucking boring?
Easton won't answer any of my texts. Have you heard from him?
No, but he's a shitty texter. He usually gets back to you in like a week.
I know, but he missed all our afternoon classes.
Really? Did he go home sick?
I don't know. I think his phone is off.
Sometimes he turns his phone off when he goes surfing. Maybe he cut class to go surf.
Yeah, maybe.
You worried about him? I can talk to him later.
Yeah, just check on him. I think he was lying the other day about being at Savannah's, too.
I'll try to find him tonight. Hey, try not to worry too much, okay?
I'll try. I'm probably just overreacting.
Well, hey, he has a history, and he can't be missing class junior year.
Yeah. Failing AP Lit would not be a good look for the writing programs he's looking at.
Have you decided which schools you're applying to?
I started my list, but it's hard to narrow it down. Everyone would be a completely different path in life, you know? So many possibilities.
Yeah, it's like the Ella multiverse.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Well, you'll make the right choice.
I hope so. We're quiet the rest of the ride home. College choices aside, I see so many other paths in front of me. Choosing Reed or Isaac, my life with the Royals or my life with Dinah. Or maybe, if it came down to it, life on my own, somewhere far away from Malibu. Whatever path my life takes, I keep coming back to one thing. It's hard to imagine a version of it without Reed Royal. But I really miss that love.
Fifty high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios in Wondery comes The Competition. Host Shima Oliahi was Nevada's contestant nearly 20 years ago. Now she is returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read, a podcast about the books that built our souls. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. Don't miss it. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna to Jhumpa Lahiri, Susie Essman, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they talk, they share. You can join us on Instagram for more behind-the-scenes content and giveaways at You Are What You Read Podcast and at Adriana Trigiani. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Thinking about our date the other night. I know it got cut short, and I hope your friend is okay, but you're right. It was 100,000 out of 10. Give me a call when you can.
Thanks for giving me the chance to show you my moves. And I'm already craving some more Korean barbecue. I'm studying right now, but I'll call you later.
Where are you going? Where the fuck do you think you're going? What the fuck is wrong with you? Give me your keys. You're not driving somewhere right now.
Chill out, dude.
We were raised by an addict. You don't think I know when you're fucking high?
Oh my God, get over yourself.
What do you have to hide? Empty your pockets.
Guys, what is going on?
Reed is having a fucking meltdown.
Empty your pockets.
Keys. Wallet. Pack of gum, see? I'm clean. You're such a jackass.
Your jacket pockets, too.
Oh, do you want to check my fucking shoes, too?
The inner pocket, now.
What inner pocket?
Don't be an idiot. You know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
Give me...
Fuck off.
Huh? Benzos? You're fucking unbelievable.
That isn't even from today.
I'm flushing this shit.
This is an old jacket. Those are from like months ago. I'm off that shit.
You're a fucking liar!
Easton, you promised me.
Yeah, they always promise. Fucking addicts. Mom promised us she would get better.
If you need help, Easton, we can help you.
I don't need help, Ella. This isn't fucking dope sick. I don't understand why everyone is mad at me. Because I'm wearing an old jacket?
I'm out. Don't come to me when this shit gets out of hand again. Fucking selfish asshole.
Reed, we have to talk to Callum.
What about Easton? What is Callum gonna do? What he did for our mom? Pay for some useless fucking therapy appointments and a fucking headstone?
This isn't going to be your mom all over again.
But it is, Ella. This is exactly what happened with my mom. And I'm not getting my dad involved again because I cannot...
Reed.
I can't... lose East 2. Let me handle this, please. This is my responsibility.
Okay. Okay, fine. Whatever you say.
Be careful on the bank part, Elle.
This doesn't feel like a beginner's trail, Isaac.
You aren't a beginner. You used to cycle every morning at my place.
Yeah, the key detail you're forgetting is that bike was stuck to the floor.
Let's stop at this lookout point. Your leg still sore from the bachata?
Hey, I was a newbie. How come all our dates in LA are so sporty? Maybe we can just go see a movie next time.
Oh, did I hear that correctly? Our next date. We're on a roll.
We might be, yeah. If I survive this ride.
All right, I'll take it. You're a natural at mountain biking.
Don't jinx it. We still have a few miles left. There is still time for me to break an arm.
Nah, give yourself some credit. You're fearless, even on the steep parts.
Okay, you need to pay better attention to me. I almost wiped out like 3 times.
Well, you ride like you aren't afraid of anything. That is what matters out here. You don't have time to be scared. Want to split a granola bar? It's homemade.
Let's break it in half, like a wishbone.
Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3. Oh, shit. Looks like I get the wish.
Damn it. I'm actually so hungry right now.
Okay, we can trade pieces. But I'm keeping the wish.
What are you wishing for?
I'm wishing for... Wait, I can't tell you my wish.
That only applies to actual wishbones and fountain coin tosses. The rules are completely different for granola bars.
Yeah? Fine. I guess I can tell you. I wish for 1,000,000 more days like these.
Because you love mountain biking?
No, I want 1,000,000 more days with you.
You'd get sick of me.
That would be impossible.
I love spending time with you, Isaac. Like I said before, it feels so easy.
I think love should feel easy, you know?
Isn't love supposed to be tough? Love hurts and all that?
People always say relationships are hard and you have to work at it. But I think it is supposed to be simple. Like how things are with you and me.
Easy. I like easy. Should we keep going before it gets dark?
Yeah, let's keep going. Shit, I'm sore. Oh, we are definitely catching a movie next day. Or getting a massage.
Spending time with Isaac is like taking a vacation from the chaos. Isaac feels more like cozying up to a fire after a long day. Peaceful and comforting. Reed, he makes me feel like my body is on fire.
Ella, Ella, wake up.
Reed, what time
Easton is... overdosed.
What?
They're taking him to the ER. Dad is riding with him in the ambulance. I need you to get dressed, okay? Come downstairs.
The ride to the hospital is a blur. As we walk into the ER, I can feel my blood start to run cold. I haven't stepped foot in a hospital since my mom died.
No, I'm not family, but I need to go back there!
Honey, I'm so sorry, but I can't.
What don't you understand? He needs me right now!
Savannah, hey, it's okay. This isn't your fault, okay?
He called me, and I didn't pick up. This is my fault!
Oh, I know you can't blame yourself, Sav, okay?
Reed.
Dad, is he okay? Is he alive?
I don't know. They gave him naloxone in the ambulance and they're trying to stabilize him.
Shit. I need to go see him. Can I go back there?
No, he kicked me out. You need to stay here and wait for the doctor.
No, I don't care. I need to go see him. Please.
I'm sorry. I need to go.
Erica, one third of the podcast Books and Betches, a comedy book podcast where we swear, spoil, and we talk about...
Whoa, you cannot say that in this.
What do you mean? That's like our slogan. It's our gimmick.
It is, but just say we're a very funny adult book podcast. How about we just give some examples of things we talk about?
Well, there's a lot of chaos.
I'm Chris in it with me, I have.
Wobbler!
No.
We talk about books, but we're not your AP Lit class.
I definitely hit on the major points.
You did. Absolutely did not.
She did.
You talked
just
about...
Just not in the order you thought she would.
You talked so slowly about one thing.
A lot of sidebar conversations.
Are you denying the existence of chupacabras?
You know, Erica, yes, I am.
And we don't always get the facts right.
Epilogues don't belong in books.
Call it chapter one. That's a
the
prologue.
The second I see...
That's a prologue.
Oh,
I'm talking about prologues.
You can listen to new episodes of the Books and Betches podcast every Tuesday morning, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Bye-bye!
My mom swears this tea cures everything, from diabetes to depression. I don't know how true that is, but it is hot and tastes good.
Thank you.
Anything else I can get you?
No, I think I'm fine for now. Am I a horrible person for leaving? I felt like my head was going to explode in there.
You were triggered, Ella. Hospitals are fucking scary places. I mean, you said you spent months in one with your mom. It makes sense that you would want to run.
When we walked in there, all I could think about was death.
Hey, don't go there yet. It sounds like they got him there quickly.
Easton looked me and Reed in the eyes today and said he wasn't high. How many other times has he lied to us?
I don't know, Elle. I had an uncle who was an alcoholic, and my mom used to say the only time he wasn't lying was when he was asleep.
I should have told Callum.
but I fucking went to bed. This is my fault.
Ella, look at me. You can't think like that. If you told Callum, Easton would have just lied to him too. At least we know that right now, he is somewhere he can get help, okay?
I should be there with them.
They'll understand. Why don't you get some rest? You can take my bed.
No, it's okay. I'll be fine on the couch.
I insist. I can take you back in the morning. Just get some sleep, okay?
I feel like a coward.
Ella, removing yourself from a triggering situation doesn't make you a coward. You don't always have to be the one to save the day.
Isaac is right. What help would I be if I was having a panic attack in the middle of the hospital? Reed and Callum are with him. Before I fall asleep, I promise myself that I'll show up for Easton tomorrow, even though I'm terrified.
Come in.
Hey, how are you feeling?
Physically? Like I got run over by a bus. Emotionally? Like a huge sack of shit that just got run over by a bus.
East, I'm sorry I didn't come to see you in the hospital.
Ella, it's okay. I get it. You spent months in there with your mom, right?
I panicked. There was nothing I could do.
I should be the one apologizing. I'm sorry.
You scared us.
I wasn't even using a lot, I swear. I went out because Savannah and I decided to take a break. I met this girl at the club and we bought some coke off of a guy on the street and, well, test your drugs before you take them, kids.
You could have died.
I know. I've never seen Reed cry like that. Even when our mom died, he was just numb.
Imagine how you'd feel if you almost lost him.
I fucked up. I broke my promise to you, the one I made when you came back to Malibu, and the more I think about it, the promise was pretty manipulative.
It was, but you know that wasn't the only reason I decided to stay in Malibu.
What do you mean?
I made up my mind the night before that I'd stay. And I wasn't going to stay at the Gonzalez's. As much as I think this house is way too big and way too nice for my taste, it is the closest thing I've had to a home since my mom died.
I should have known. God, I majorly fucked it, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
I wish I could just do drugs like a normal kid, but I am Maria Royal's son. I have her eyes and her habits.
I didn't know you had her eyes.
Yeah. That's what everyone always tells me. I don't remember her face super well anymore.
I want to say that I love you, but I don't want you to think that I love you, love you.
Oh, Ella. You love me like a brother?
I've never had a brother, so I don't really know, but when I thought we might lose you, it felt like a part of me might die too, you know?
I love you too, Ella. Thank you for sticking around and believing in me, even if I didn't deserve it.
Thanks, East.
Hey, not to change the subject, but I wanted to show you something. So, the other night, the last thing I remember was Brooke was sitting on the couch drinking wine, which I of all people cannot judge, but while pregnant, I mean, I thought it was weird. I still have most of her files from when we were looking at the original videos, and I noticed something kind of off about this ultrasound picture she sent everyone. Look at the file name.
It says baby maybe.jpg? What? What the fuck does that mean?
I thought it was off, so I searched Baby Maybe. It's a fake ultrasound generator.
Oh my God.
Ella, I don't want to jump to conclusions, but you could pay $9.99 and get a pretty convincing fake ultrasound with your name and everything. Plus, I saw her drinking.
Holy shit. Brooke isn't pregnant.
Next episode of The Royals of Malibu.
Thank you all so much for being here today. This lifestyle brand is obviously near and dear to my heart. From sexy maternity wear to dewy makeup for your little ones, Baby Glam is about to revolutionize motherhood.
Looks like your boyfriends are gonna have a kiki.
I'm asking you to fulfill your promise. Where is the video, Brooke?
You want the video? Get me a baby!
You've completely lost your mind.
What do you want?
I've considered your proposal, and I'm afraid I must decline.
Yeah, well, I have another offer. The Royals of Malibu is a production of Diversion Audio in partnership with Pod People. Starring Alyssa McKay as Ella Sinclair, Chris Cafaro as Reed Royal, Nick Cafaro as Easton Royal, Armin Taylor as Callum Royal, Francesca Agramonte as Valerie Gonzalez, Hannah Montoya as Savannah Gonzalez, Burgundy Trejo Phoenix as Brooke Davidson, Edgar De Santiago as Isaac Delgado, Maura Vincent as Dinah O'Halloran, Erica Dawson as Maria Royal, Stephanie Sherry as Lucy and Margaret Sinclair, Jason E. Kelly as Private Investigator. Directed by Matt Sav. Written by Kiana Catty Blue and Lindsay Plussard. Produced by Amy Machado, Emma DeMuth, and Jacob Bronstein. Production management by Ashton Carter. Story development by Emma DeMuth and Jacob Bronstein. Editorial direction by Scott Waxman. Casting by Lindsay Plussard and Alex Vicmanis. Sound editing, sound design, and engineering by Michael Aquino, Morgan Foose, and Carter Wogan. Dialogue editing by Adam Raimonda. Theme music by Eric Zeiler. Associate producer, Shay Woditz. Consulting producers, Chris Cafaro and Nick Cafaro. Executive producers, Jacob Bronstein, Mark Francis, Rachel King, Alyssa McKay, Matt Sav, and Scott Waxman. For more information, visit diversionaudio.com.
Diversion Audio.